بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. We were discussing the battle of Uhud, and during the battle نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم appointed Abdullah ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu as the leader of the archers, and we discussed that he was left with less than 10 men around him, the Amir, on the mountain pass, and that's when everything, the tides changed, and there was an apparent setback. There was loss of blood in the ranks of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this incident in the ayat of the Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ إِذْ تَحُسُّونَهُ بِإِذْنِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved true His promise when you were injuring and killing the kuffar. حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Until a time came when cowardice crept into your hearts due to your dispute and the ikhtilaf you had between yourselves. وَعَصَيْتُم مِّن بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُم مَّا تُحِبُّونَ. And you went against that which was desired of from you. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed you victory. Victory was already written, the message was on the wall, that victory is for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But this one command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, difference of opinion, and they went against. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the ayah discusses that this is a reproach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting to Sahaba radiallahu anhum the error in judgment, the mistake. Now remember, Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam are ma'asum, they are sinless. Sahaba radiallahu anhum are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they can sin. There is possibility. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in this situation, sometimes certain occurrences, happenings in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum were lessons for the ummah to come. Because we required the best example, and the best example was Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That despite this mistake right at the end, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, one day he heard someone speaking bad of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So he said, no one has any right to reprimand, rebuke any Sahabi. Why? Even in the mistakes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced their forgiveness multiple times. Now here over approximately four to five verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ says وَلَقَدْ عَفَىٰ عَنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have forgiven you. And then few ayats, 1, 2, 3 verses later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them. Sahaba radiallahu anhum already forgiven. Why? Because they came forward, acknowledged their mistake, and were ready to make amends. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum were forgiven, but it's a lesson for us. This, whatever had happened in the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, was a lesson for us. That the dispute, the difference of opinion in just one command of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam led to the setback and the loss of blood in the ranks of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. O Ummah Muslimah, amongst yourself, remain united. Don't go against the direct command of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This will be a loss in your personal life and in your collective life, even as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, total obedience to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and unite the ranks of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the battle of Uhud, what had transpired is, as we spoke, that Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, his father was killed because Shaytan announced, "Ay ibadallah ukhrakum." So Sahaba radiallahu anhum clad in armor, therefore it was not visible who you were attacking.
So they were attacking each other eventually until they realized. So his own father, although he was advanced in age, two of them were very old. Nabi Sam appointed them to stay in Madinah Tayyiba. Then they realized, they said, no, why are we here in Madinah Tayyiba? Let's go in the battlefield. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us shahada. So at an old age, desirous of shahada, and Yaman, the father, Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, Yaman radiallahu anhu, becomes a shaheed in that battle of Uhud. And eventually, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got approximately, so there was chaos in the ranks of Sahaba radiallahu anhum when these archers came down. Khalid bin Walid, who later on became radiallahu anhu, Ikrima also, who saw that opening, came and attacked. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum lost many lives in this battle of Uhud. Generally, we go to the battlefield and we pay our respects and we make dua for the shuhada. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, quite a few became shaheed, but at that moment very few were around Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Approximately 14 Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, and a few other Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They stayed around Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this was a very crucial, critical moment. Why? Because the flag bearer, Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu, the person who had the flag in his hand, then Ibn Qami'ah saw him from behind, understood him to be Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and attacked him. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu was holding the flag in the right hand, so he comes and he attacks the right hand of Mus'ab bin Umair, and that's severed and cut. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu takes the flag with his left hand, he attacks the left hand, and that also becomes cut. And eventually he takes the flag with the stumps of his hand, we would say, broken pieces, and he's trying to hold it up. Eventually Ibn Qami'ah severed his neck and killed Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, who became a shaheed in that battle of Uhud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed an angel that looked just like and was a resemblance, a replica of Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. He comes and is holding the flag. The angel in the form, in the mold of Mus'ab ibn Umair, and he's holding the flag high to give that courage to Sahaba radiallahu anhu and a message, move on, continue with the battle, we are still in good strides. When Nabi Sam saw the flag, he saw Mus'ab ibn Umair, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Mus'ab. He says, taqaddam ya Mus'ab. Mus'ab, go forward. Go forward, we're behind you. The angel turns around. He says, lastu bi Mus'ab. I'm not Mus'ab. I cannot go forward. I'm an angel. He says, you're an angel? Mus'ab bin Umair? Mus'ab bin Umair is flawed. He has become shaheed. He cannot go forward. So at that moment, Ibn Qami'ah spreads a rumor. So amongst the people, he's telling them, inna Muhammadan qutil. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is shaheed. He's killed. Now remember, any person, when news is given to you of someone that you're very fond of and you're close to, now that's just going to make you numb. You become cold in your feet and you don't know what to do. Like you just like freeze. Huh? My father. What is it? Like you don't know what, like you sure what you're saying? Are you 100%? So when this message reached Sahaba radiallahu anhum, some of them like stuck in their tracks, can't fight. Others sat down with the weight of just the rumor that they couldn't digest that Nabi Sam become shaheed. Some just like don't know what to do. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, helter skelter, chaotic. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verse to give that courage to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. That, O Sahaba radiallahu anhum, remember very well that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beloved of Allah, but he is none but the messenger of Allah. قَدَ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. Many messengers passed before him. أَفَإِمْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. If he passes away, or he becomes a shaheed, are you going to turn against your heels? Are you going to turn against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Whoever turns away from the deen of Allah is not going to hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an atom's bit. You're not going to hurt the deen of Allah. But remember, no matter how much you love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your love is driven because of the sake of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still there. We're fighting for the sake of Allah. We've got a goal, we've got a mission. Let's stand up, pull up our socks and get back into the game. Let's go in the battlefield. So eventually Sahaba radiallahu anhum realized it was a rumor. Some that had walked away had come back into the battle. Now the amazing selfless achievements and accolades of Sahaba radiallahu anhum in this battle of Uhud is unparalleled in this amazing. Anas ibn Nadr, Anas, one is Anas ibn Malik, Anas ibn Nadr, also a relative of Anas radiallahu anhu, his uncle, he says that in the battle of Badr, I was not present. I did not participate in the battle of Badr. So he says, لَإِنْ أَشْهَدَنِ اللَّهُ مَعَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. If ever I am with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any battle after Badr, la yaranna Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will really see what I can do. So battle of Uhud transpired, Anas ibn Nadr is going and he's fighting in this battle of Uhud, and he sees Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. He says, Sa'd, where you going? Inni ajidu riha al-jannah duna Uhud. I can smell the fragrance of Jannah before the mountain of Uhud. And immediately he throws himself into the thick of the battle, and Anas ibn Nadr radiallahu anhu becomes a shaheed. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they see a body, it's mutilated, there's no sign of recognition of who's this person, until a lady comes and she says, this is my brother. Who's your brother? My brother is Anas ibn Nadr. Is this your brother, Anas ibn Nadr? Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, we found approximately 80 gashes, cuts on his body over his front and back. Approximately 80. Which means he got hit, he got shot, but he stood strong and tall and he continued fighting in the battle of Uhud. Anas radiallahu anhu continued fighting despite all of that. So Anas radiallahu anhu becomes shaheed in the battle of Uhud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with that ability that he could smell the fragrance of Jannah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spurs on Sahaba radiallahu anhum, may yarudduhum anna. Who is going to defend this kuffar from us? فَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. In some narrations say, فَهُوَ رَفِيقِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. For him is Jannah. In some narrations, he will be my companion in Jannah. Who is going to defend the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Who is going to be fighting the kuffar? And Sahaba radiallahu anhum started going forward and fighting. Ibn Sakan was one Sahabi who came in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he fought. He fought until mata wa khadduhu ala qadami Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was blessed to pass away in a manner that his cheek was on the Mubarak foot of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he breathed his last. So that was Ibn Sakan radiallahu anhu. He is passing away right at the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another Sahabi, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he was a marksman of note, very good in hitting his target. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma saddid ramyatahu wa ajib da'watahu. O may Allah perfect his shot, let him hit target and never ever miss. And O may Allah accept his dua. Due to the barakah of this dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was known as Mustajabud Dawat. His du'as readily accepted. An incident had taken place in Kufa where some person had an allegation against him. It's a lengthy incident, but Sa'd radiallahu anhu told him, if you need to be careful of your allegations and accusations of me. So he says, what I'm saying is exactly what I believe in. So he made du'a. Sa'd radiallahu anhu picked up his hands and he said three words. O my Allah, if this person is lying in what he's saying, give him a long life, atil umrah, wa atil faqra, وَعَرِّدْهُ بِالْفِتَنِ Ya Allah, give him a long life. Give him a prolonged life of poverty. And Ya Allah, reduce him to a lot of worldly tests. You see, this man was so old, advanced age, very old he was. And he was in abject poverty. Allah subhanahu, the fitna of the life that he was going through, we would say one leg in the grave, one leg on the banana peel, and he would see young girls and he would whistle at them. And he would talk. People used to say, old man, what you doing? That was the effects of that curse of Sa'd radiallahu anhu. So old, his eyebrows used to cover his eyes. He had to move it to look around. So old, very old age he reached. Because of those accusations and allegations against Sa'd radiallahu anhu. So Nabi Sam made this dua. Nabi Sam used to tell Sa'd radiallahu anhu, Sa'd, come. Fidaka abi wa ummi. May my parents be sacrificed for you. Imagine Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling his sahabi, may my parents be sacrificed for you. You're such an honorable personality. My parents, I'm ready to sacrifice for you. Irmi Sa'd. Sa'd, shoot your arrows. Sa'd radiallahu anhu shot over 1,000 arrows. He says, not one missed its target. And he shot every arrow. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, shoot. And then shoot, he's behind him. Fidaka abi wa ummi. Fidaka abi wa ummi. Sa'd, fidaka, my parents sacrifice for you. Shoot your arrows. So Nabi Sam is telling a sahabi, pass the arrows from the quiver to him. Give the arrows to him. One narration comes, Sa'd radiallahu anhu, someone passed one arrow to him. He looked at it. He said, Bismillah. Nabi Sam said, shoot. So I shot it. He said, this arrow wasn't even fit to be shot. It never had the ability to fly as an, you know, to take flight as an arrow. There were few parts in this arrow that were missing. Like you giving me like one straw to shoot. But Nabi Sam said, shoot. So I shot. And it hit the person and he was flawed. Because Nabi Sam said, shoot. I never look at what I was shooting. Nabi Sam said, shoot the arrow and I shot it. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu was another sahabi. He comes in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu puts his chest in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a shield. And he says that if anything has to hit, it must hit my chest. It must not hit Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's telling Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, La tushrif. Ya Rasulullah, don't peek over my shoulder. Yusibuka sahmu min sihamil qawm. What if one arrow has to hit you? Then Ya Rasulullah, it's going to be painful for me. Nahri duna nahrik. I'm going to put my neck before yours. If someone wants to shoot, he must pass me first. If someone wants to reach you, he must pass me first. So this was Abu Talha radiallahu anhu putting his chest in front. And he was protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the battle of Uhud. Then was Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu. Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu came and he put his back on top of Nabi Sam to say, this is the shield of Nabi Sallam. And he took the shots of arrows and spears on his back to protect Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we're not being asked to put our backs, we're not being asked to put our necks. All we are asked is to put our lives to protect the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us that love of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We all love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we need to advance in that love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then one sahabi, one more, and then we'll discuss next week inshaAllah. Qatada radiallahu anhu was another sahabi. He came, sahabi is putting his back, sahabi is putting his chest and his neck. He comes and he puts his face in front. He says, if anyone wants to hit my face. So in all directions, Nabi Sam is protected. With someone's face, someone's back, and someone's neck. And Nabi Sam is protected. Eventually, Qatada radiallahu anhu, as he is putting his face to protect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the heat of the moment, one arrow comes and hits his eye. The eye actually pops out. And it's flowing down on his cheek. He quickly holds it. He comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, my eye. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Qatada. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at him and he tears. He says, Qatada, you gave one eye for me. So he looks at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya Rasulullah, my eye. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you got a choice. Either I can make dua to Allah, I'll place that eye back into your socket and you'll be perfect and better than before. But if you want, you can be patient and Allah will give you Jannah. So give it a thought. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I love my wife loves me. And I don't want that love to dwindle and to disappear. Listen, better let's get my eye back. Then my wife will even appreciate me and inshallah I'll get Jannah for, you know, for the khidmah I've done. But put the, you know, I want the eye back. So Qatada radiallahu anhu, Nabi Sam put the eye back into his socket. He says, with that eye, I could see better than the old eye. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam now made dua and he placed it. And then something had transpired in the life of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, who was known as Umar Thani. He was the rightful Khalifa. When someone from the progeny of Qatada radiallahu anhu had went to him and what had transpired, keep an eye for the incident, inshallah. Next week we'll discuss it, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.